From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Thursday, May 21st. I'm Sarah Wright. A request for staff turned into an hours-long existential discussion about Measure B at this week's Board of Supervisors meeting. Calls for a business plan, concerns about dwindling revenue for the sales tax initiative, and increasing skepticism about the ability to operate a mental health facility once it's built, all swirled around the actual item, which was to hire a full-time analyst and a part-time assistant for the Measure B program manager, Allison Bailey. But Supervisor Ted Williams wanted a contingency on any further expenditures of Measure B funds.
I want a business plan before we continue spending, so that we don't get in a predicament where we have some land, we have some drawings, we think we can construct a building, but we can't staff it. I'd like a business plan that talks about the construction cost and the operations, and then consider it shovel ready and move forward. If we could tie that in, I think it makes sense to fill this position so that we can get the business plan complete. I just don't want to keep sort of nickel and diming Measure B until there's nothing left.
Bailey currently relies on staff from the Department of Behavioral Health. She said she could get a budget to the board by July, but in the meantime, work continues on the critical residential treatment facility, which must proceed according to a strict schedule if the county wishes to make use of a $500,000 state grant. Supervisor John Haschak had a question for Bailey.
So if we waited on this business plan to continue work on it, because no one's going to work without money, then will that put it into jeopardy about the November date?
Almost certainly. If we completely stopped funding or repaying the people who are working on that property, then that would become an issue probably as soon as August.
Williams asked CEO Carmelangelo about the Psychiatric Health Facility, or PUF, and the Crisis Stabilization Unit, the other two facilities that are to be built with Measure B funds. The money in the account now stands at $16,038,000, but with an economic downturn well underway, it's unlikely to flourish.
Is there truth in our inability to construct and operate a PUF or a CSU?
Thank you for the question. It's a difficult question. I was not part of the group that put the Measure B initiative together, so I am not sure who the subject matter experts were that determined that $38 million could get us a inpatient psychiatric facility and one that could be operated as well. I'm not sure where those figures came from. I know the figures we did before that really showed that the county couldn't afford this. So just to, you know, here's my answer to this question. Before the economic downturn that we are currently in, we could not afford to operate a 24-hour inpatient psychiatric facility. We now have an economic downturn where we're still in the first 5 years of collecting tax money. We're never going to make $38 million, and $38 million, I don't know where that figure came from as far as being able to operate, to build and operate a 24-hour inpatient psychiatric facility. So we could put together a business plan and see where it could take us. But, you know, somewhere along the line, there has to be the reality that I don't know that the figures were ever accurate to start with. I don't know where those figures came from. I don't know who the subject matter experts were that put Measure B together. And here we are. And it really is unfortunate that the public, you know, has this perception that the government gave them that we could build this building and operate it.
Dr. Janine Miller, the behavioral health director, told the board she had a cost analysis from 2016 and another one from 2019, and she suggested taking a regional approach.
There are a lot of models. We can say that Mendocino County maybe can't afford these facilities if they're done just by Mendocino County. And I will agree the fact that we probably cannot run three facilities by ourselves without looking at partnerships. And so, as I've said multiple times, there are a lot of different ways to run facilities. We have to run it like a business model, and a lot of facilities work with outside counties. So if we were smart, we're going to be putting a business plan together that really looks at how many beds would Lake County use and what would that bring, and what about, you know, Trinity, or does Humboldt need extra beds? I know Sonoma County does not have a facility currently that they can put Medi-Cal clients in between the ages of 22 and 64. Aurora, you cannot bill Medi-Cal for that age range. So Sonoma County has a need for more Medi-Cal available beds. So we know that we have multiple counties right around us that are having to ship our clients, just like we do, an hour to 6 hours away. So a business model would allow us to look at, you know, we don't have to depend solely on Mendocino County dollars. We should be looking at what is it going to be to fund these facilities if we did a partnership with multiple counties. That is a viable option. It's what most counties would do. And it's the way to keep these facilities up and running. If you were to ask me today, can Mendocino County do these on their own? No, we probably can't do all three on our own. Could we do two? It's possible. Can we do one? Yes, I think we can easily do one when I looked at the figures myself. But I would never build this model not knowing that we were going to look with other counties and do a regional model, because that's how these facilities operate and keep financially functional.
After several motions about how to staff the Measure B program failed, the board voted unanimously to hire temporary help to work on plans and analyses, and a part-time administrative assistant. For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Wright. For all our local news with photos and more, visit kzyx.org.